Okay, let's begin. Straighten your spine. 내 long and shoulders are relaxed. Elbows are relaxed. And hands are on your lap. Softly, gently close your physical eyes and let's open up our inner eye by imagining long straight line is coming down from above your head. Reach the top. And the line is coming down through the center of your head, neck, and spine. Reach the base. And the line is still going down and down and down into the ground. And finally reach the very center of the planet. So observe this long straight line. And also observe what's happening. Well, so many things. Just by observing this long straight line, you are firmly grounded, chakras are settled, and your consciousness is now aware of the space around you. And through this line, the baggage in your mind start dropping off one by one, and you might feel lighter and lighter. Plus, your consciousness now can travel around freely in and out of your body. So look at your space around. Please bring your consciousness somewhere in front, side, behind. You can feel something there besides the air. Now bring your consciousness onto your breathing, a tiny amount of air coming in and out through your nostrils or mouth. No controlling, just observe. Observing breathing is one of the most boring things for ego. No drama here. So boring. So ego try to seduce you to so many mind chatters. So you notice it? It's okay. Whatever ego whispers to you, stay with your breathing. So don't blame at your ego. Ego is always noisy. So don't try to deal with them. Just simply stay with your breathing. You know, in our daily lives, we decide something, and then right after that, ego starts shouting. And you feel sad, you feel regret, you feel shaky, and so on, maybe guilty, fear, anxiety. Well, don't try to fight against it. Simply follow your decision. Now we decided to focus on our breathing. Just do it. Ego tries to seduce you attractive way first, and then when you don't follow it, ego starts threatening you. If you don't follow me, you got trouble. So, but see, you just focus on your breathing, you don't get trouble. You are fine here. You are safe. Now it's a time to stop breathing by ourselves. Let's focus on God's breathing. Imagine God is in front of you, and now God exhales and his breath is coming to you directly and entering your body. It's not your exhalation, it's God, it's not your inhalation, it's God's exhalation. And God inhales, his breath is coming out through your nostrils or mouth. And God exhales. His breath is coming to you. And God inhales. His breath is out. God exhales. His love and peace and abundance, stability, safety coming to you. All the cells and the psyche and all the space is filled with his breath. And God inhales, His breath is out with your appreciation and gratitude. God exhales again, His healing mind and passion and compassion and grace come to you. And God inhales, His breath is out with your appreciation and gratitude. So please receive God's breath one more time. You are part of universal breath. You are perfectly in God's mind. You are completely in holiness. And back to normal breathing and relax. Let's continue. Imagine a beautiful ball of light is floating above your head. It's like a small balloon of the light. The light can be golden or silver, bluish, pinkish, orangish, so you name it. Use your imagination, and beautiful ball of light is above your head, floating. The size is like basketball or something like that. So this beautiful light is slowly coming down. Touches the top and down and down and down, and finally your head is in the beautiful ball. All the cells of your head, brain, face, hair, everything is in this light. Energized, refreshed, rejuvenated, relaxed. Feel the stress of the face. It's vanished. The brain is now full of light and oxygen. And tiredness, fatigue, any kind of stress is going away. And the light is squeezed to your neck and throat. And your neck and throat is now full of the light. The shaky energy here, especially about your past, what you said, what you didn't say, and about future, what will you say, what you are afraid to say, you want to say, and you don't have any confidence to say, you know, so many kind of shaky energy here is consoled, loved, accepted, and melted. Now the light is going down to your chest and spread out in your chest area. Your chest is so bright. Your heart, your lungs, everywhere is so bright and shining. Slowly coming down to your stomach and lower abdomen, pelvic area, around here might be full of guilty feelings. They are vanished. Then the light is divided to right side and left side, the legs, both sides, both knees, behind the knees, and the calves and the shin, ankles, heels, soles. Then through the big toe, tip of the big toe, the light is going down into the ground. So do you feel the light body now? One more time. Another beautiful ball of the light is floating above your head, coming down, and this time the light is shining up all the bones, joint, so head area, neck and shoulders and shoulder blades, arms and hands, spine, hip bones and leg bones, so your bones are shining. You know, our bones have an amazing memory. You know, so many past lives, everything. So now our bones are so shining and full of joy with the memory of glory. Then again, the light is going down into the ground through your big toe. Okay, one more time. The ball of light is floating, coming down slowly. Your head is in the light. Make sure all the cells everywhere is in the light. And the light is squeezed to the neck and the throat and come down to the chest. And now the light is divided to the right shoulder and left shoulder, and slowly the light is coming down your arms. Your arms are shining to the wrist and both hands. So you can now, the palms are up, and imagine both palms have the beautiful ball of light. Okay, now you feel some tingling sensations. So, you can throw away the ball on your right hand to somebody you want to give. And imagine that person received it in his or her chest. And please see with your mind eye that light is shining in that person, and the light is gradually increasing, expanding, and until the person is finally in the light. All the body of that person is in the light. So don't listen to your ego's voice. Just please see. Your vision is very important. So please see the light. We are learning the mind power. So please use your mind eye. Okay, now the ball on your left side, left hand, you don't know where this ball is going to. Ask Holy Spirit, anybody, the appropriate person will receive this ball. and ask Holy Spirit to give that person this ball. And use your mind eye again and see where the ball goes. And if you find where the ball is now, you see the light. Usually, when we see somebody, we overlook this light. That's why the person looks weak, and you have to worry about that person. But the fact is, everybody has a light, strength, and full of love. You don't need to worry. You can celebrate that person. Well, your hands still feel something. Yes. You give your light to anybody, you don't lose the light. You give the light, you have more light. Remember your hands all the time full of light and love. You can give this love to anybody. This light, this love is limitless. And as long as you use your mind eye like this, it works. And we have to learn that it actually works. Your love, your light, your holiness can do anything. There is nothing your holiness cannot do. So feel the light all over your body, not only your hands. And you see all the people in your lives are shiny, full of light. Then remember the long straight line is penetrating you and you are firmly grounded. So this is from A Course in Miracles Workbook Lesson 38. There is nothing my holiness cannot do. Okay, with this feeling, slowly put your head down and come out of meditation, please. Thank you very much for sharing. If you have a time, yeah, please stay here.